with that lesson. This will be, I think, about part three on Jesus' salvation. I believe the text was from Luke chapter number 19 and 10, right? So the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was what? Lost. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now that's, when you think about the concept of being saved, this is a common phrase that you hear people will say. Everybody's say they're saved. Or everybody likes to walk around saying, I'm saved. But when you think about what it really means to be saved, it means that you have been delivered from sin's habit, sin's guilt, sin's penalty, and also the consequences of it. When you say that you're saved, when I say I'm saved, that means I've been delivered from sin. It means sin is no longer ruling my life. Sin is no longer my focus. Sin is no longer what I have to look forward to in terms of its judgment in the future. I have passed from death unto life. That's what it means to say that you're saved. You have passed from death unto life. If that's not true, you shouldn't say you're saved. Some people will say that when they come down and join the church. They say, you hear the person say at the end of a message, do you want to get your life together? Do you want to come in? Help Brother Bess out, Brother Robert. He'll get it for you. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. They'll say that at the end of the service. Who wants to come down and get their life together? Who wants to give their life to Jesus? And people will come down and raise their hands or sit in a chair and person will pray for them or whatever, or they'll quote a thing, or they'll say, I got saved today. Well, what did you do? I gave my life to Jesus. I decided to follow after Jesus. Well, no, that's a nice thing that you've done, but it does not mean you're saved. Because in order to truly be saved, it's the same thing as what Jesus was trying to get across to Nicodemus, that you have to be born of both what? Water and spirit. Unless you do that, scripture says that you can't even enter into the kingdom of God. You can't see it. You can't see it, and you can't enter into it. Now, there's nobody but the enemy that tries to confuse that plan of salvation. He tries to weaken it. He tries to weaken the plan by simply having the man focus on confession or focus on a prayer. But he tries to weaken what Jesus did on the cross. That's true right there. He doesn't want that sinner to really stop and think about, what did Jesus do to save me? Or what did Jesus do to put me in a savable state or a savable position? According to the scripture, first of all, he humbled himself. That's in Philippians chapter number 2. I didn't intend to go there, but it'd be good for us to read it. Philippians chapter number 2, and I believe verse number 9. And also in Hebrews 2, when it says, we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. Angels are spiritual beings. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. How did he become lower than the angels? Because he took on flesh. When he took on flesh, why did he do it? For the suffering of death. God came in the flesh for the purpose of experiencing sin's payment for us. Took on flesh to do that. God took on flesh to taste death for every man. In other words, to pay sin's price. What did I tell y'all? Philippians chapter number 2 and 9. What is Philippians 2 and 9?
God also hath highly exalted him.
Yes.
And given him a name which is above
Go up till about 2 and 6, maybe.
Yes. Uh-huh. Who being in the form of God?
2 and 5.
Let this mind be in you,
which was also in Christ Jesus. Right. See, God is a spirit. Remember in Genesis chapter number 1? God is a spirit. John 4 says that. God is a spirit. Says Jesus was in the form of God. What is that basically saying? Jesus is God. Remember, God says, I have no partners. I'm God all by myself, right? That's right. He says, I'm the one that made heaven and earth. I did it by myself. Spoke the world into existence. Said, let there be, and it was. This is who God is. God being a spirit had no body. You say, was he a male? God had no gender. He had no sex. He had no body. The only thing that they knew is that when he spoke, things happened. There was a supreme spirit. When you say a spirit, spirits can't be seen. You don't know where a spirit is at. Spirits in here right now. You don't know where they are at. They're hovering. And all they're doing is waiting for a body to get into. That's why you got to be careful, right? They're all in the land. Spirits are everywhere. You say, oh, no, I'm going to go in my house and lock my door. Spirits don't care whether you lock the door or anything. They'll walk right on through it. A spirit wants a body to manifest itself, right? All the heavenly hosts knew was that there was this spirit that brought them into existence. And then they knew where and what that spirit was doing when that spirit spoke. Right? Yes, that's truth. That's truth. Creation knew the supremacy of that spirit when that spirit spoke into creation. Right? What did he speak? Said, let there be light. Right? And all of a sudden, light just appeared. That's right. Scripture says that it was a great light. That light would have blinded us. That's the truth. It would have blinded us. Therefore, he said, I'm going to put light in a house, in a container, and I'm going to let a greater light govern the day and a lesser light govern the night. That's the truth. Don't you realize the sun is in a house? The sun is in a place of habitation. The Jesus has created a place for the sun to be held. And one day he's going to open up that door. That's the truth. He's going to open up that door for the sun's house, and all of its contents are going to fall on the earth. Right? Come on, that's what the scripture says. So the scripture says, by the word of the Lord, the things that are right now are going to melt away with a fervent heat. That's the truth, saints. It's going to be like fire falling from out of the heaven. You say, why are these things going to do? The Lord is going to put the earth through a purging process. But all of this is going to happen because of his what? His word. Right? Come on. That's how we come to know who God is through his word. That's the first revelation we get of God, is through his word. And then what did God do? He decided to get into a body. First body that he got into was the body of Jesus, right? Come on, you say, oh, but Jesus didn't come into the earth to the New Testament. That's not true. That's how God spoke the world into existence. When God said, let there be light, he got into that body of Jesus. And he said, let there be light, and there what? Was light. He just didn't get into that body to speak the world into existence. He also got into that body to form Adam after that body's image. That's the truth. Jesus was the blueprint for how Adam was designed. When God looked at his own body, that's how he formed Adam. From the dust of the ground and breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life. How did he do that? Through the body of Jesus. That's the truth. That's why the scripture says Adam was the image of him that was to come. Image is something that you see, a reflection. So that when Adam were to, when Adam, if there was a mirror in the Garden of Eden and Adam looked into that mirror, he would have been looking at God's body, right? But that body changed when Adam ate of that tree that he was not supposed to eat of. When he ate of that fruit that he was not supposed to eat of, that body changed into a body of death, right? Come on, that's truth. Jesus told him, the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt do what? That body changed into a body of death. Before he ate of that fruit, they were both naked and were not ashamed. Why? Because they were righteous. But when they ate of that fruit that Jesus told them not to do, the eyes of them both were open. They knew that they were naked, and they tried to sew fig leaves up to cover their nakedness. In other words, they went from not being ashamed to being shamed, right? Come on, before they ate of that fruit, they had no problem with the voice of Jesus. But now after they ate of that fruit, now they were running from the voice of Jesus. What do we come to learn? I don't care where you go. That voice will find you out. The word will find you out. People always say, well, what is people struggle with holiness? Because they don't want the word to discover who they are. The word pulls the covers off of you. And a lot of times people think that the word is pulling the cover off of them to make them feel bad. No, it's not trying to make you feel bad. It's trying to find you. It wants you to be seen, right? That's why the scripture says that he came into this earth. This is why he came to the earth. He said the Son of Man has come to do what? Seek and to save the what? That's truth. The Lord wants you to see the state that you're in. Why am I in this state? It's because of Adam's disobedience. Because of Adam's disobedience, each and every one of us are born in the state or the condition of sin. Right? Come on, that's truth. All of us are born in sin. And that's why Jesus came in the flesh, so that he could pay sin's price for us. Right? He was in the image of God, according to that scripture. What does Philippians 2:5 say? In Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be what? That's right. So how did he get into that body? He made that body. He made himself of no reputation. Isaiah 53 said he has no form or comeliness, that when we should see him, we're going to desire him. That was the one thing that people had a struggle with when they saw Jesus. They say, how in the world can you be God when you look like man? Huh? And all they could see is that was Joseph's son. But if they would have went to Joseph and asked Joseph the question, Joseph would have told them, I had nothing to do with his birth. Huh? Joseph said, I had nothing to do with his birth. Huh? Before I even knew Mary, she was with child. And if you go and ask Mary the same question, she would tell you, I knew not a man. All I know is that one day a babe was in my belly. Where did that babe come from? The Lord sent a messenger to me to let me know that the power of the Almighty have overshadowed me. He put himself within the womb of Mary, right? That's true. God put himself within the womb of Mary. Mary had nothing to do with the formation. Mary had nothing to do with the conception. It was all orchestrated by Jesus himself. Jesus put himself in there. Jesus controlled all of his development. Jesus brought himself out of her womb, right? Jesus controlled where he was going to be laid. Huh? Come on, he orchestrated all of it. He timed it all. He is the one that knew when the shepherds would be out there raising their sheep or whatever, feeding them at the night. He controlled that the heavens would be clear. Huh? There wouldn't be a cloud in sight. Jesus controlled all of that so that when they saw the heavens dancing, huh? The heaven, it was just like a celebration was going on in the heavens. Huh? And you know that that's a mighty powerful thing. If you, in order for your mind to really fathom it, you really kind of got to know what it's like to see the northern lights up in the up into the north. You go way up in Alaska, and then they have these things called the northern lights, where the Lord illuminates the sky, and the sky turns different colors. all during the night from the different elements that are working. I don't know what you call them, whatever they call them things, but they just be dancing all, and all of a sudden it looks like the sky is moving, and it's just all these different lights that are dancing across. Jesus is going to bless us one day to go see that thing, because that thing been in my mind. I said, I want to see the handiwork of Jesus and be able to just look at what the Lord, and this is all out of our control. We have nothing to do with that. It's the same heavens that we are up under. We don't see none of it. Huh? Only way we can see is we got to go to a specific location that's in the earth. Same exact heaven, but the Lord is letting what happens over there be seen over there. And it can't be seen over here. And how you know that that's true? Look at the shepherds. They saw the heavenly host where they were at. Other earth, parts of the earth did not see it. Huh? Just like when the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost. In that upper room, they felt the presence of the Holy Ghost. But those on the outside didn't feel it. They received Jesus down on the inside of them. Those on the outside did not receive him. Only way they knew something had happened is because they heard that noise in that upper room and decided to be nosy and say, what in the world is going on in this place, right? These folk are drunk. These folk are out of control. Peter said, these are not drunk as ye suppose. See, it's too early in the morning to get drunk, right? But this is the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. In the last days, God said, I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy, right? That's the truth. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Joel said, shall be delivered. Acts say, shall be saved. That lets you know when you say you're saved, you've been delivered. Huh? Who has delivered you? God himself. Huh? Jesus is not a representative of God. He is God himself. You say, when did Jesus become God? Huh? He's always been God. Huh? He didn't become. He's always been. Y'all understand that? Jesus did not become God. In other words, God did not create Jesus. Jesus is God. Huh? Come on, the only thing we did not know is God had a name. Huh? We've been worshiping God all along without knowing him, his name. Even in the beginning when they asked him for his name, he said, I am that I am. Huh? Come on, Abraham thought that the name was going to be Melchizedek, but that was not the saving name. Huh? That wasn't the saving name. The saving name is Jesus. That's why the scripture says in Philippians chapter number 2:9, wherefore God have highly exalted him and given him what? A name which is above what? That's why we don't preach Jehovah. That's why we don't write Melchizedek up all on the wall, because that's not the name that God gave himself to save you. The name that God gave himself to save you is Jesus. Huh? Come on, that's the truth. The name that God gave himself to save you is Jesus. If you want to be saved, you've got to come up under that name Jesus. You've got to be focused on that name Jesus. You know how you sang that song this morning? I know the fellow that wrote it, he don't understand it. I know the people that be singing it out in the earth, they don't understand it. It takes the saints to understand how sweet the name of Jesus is. That name got to save you in order for you to realize how sweet it is. That name need to bring you up out of something. But you need to know that you are at death's door. You need to know that that name stopped death from doing to you what it wanted to do to you. Huh? Righteousness said, kill him. Huh? Righteousness said, cut him off. Righteousness said, take the breath out of him. But something about the name, huh? Somebody preached the name of Jesus to you. And when righteousness was just about to pull the string, you cried out from the depths of your soul, Jesus. Just like blind Bartimaeus, you were sitting by the side of the road, not knowing that you could be better than where you are. Huh? Somebody preached unto you the saving name. Somebody said, there's no salvation in any other. You grabbed hold of that word. You said, I believe what they are preaching. I believe what they are teaching. I believe what they are saying. I believe there's no deliverance in any other. There's no other name under heaven given to who? Me. Whereby I can be saved but the name of Jesus, right?
Yes.
Other folk have heard this name.
Jesus.
This name is not new. This name been in the earth a long time. Huh? But the earth been letting you know what they've been doing with the name. Throwing it over here and throwing it over there. Rejecting it. Huh? Oh, but every now and then somebody grabs hold of the name and lets that name work in them. Huh? Let that name deliver them. Huh? That's the truth. If you got the Holy Ghost, you are one of them ones that allowed that name to work inside of you. Huh? That's the truth. People say, well, I didn't get the Holy Ghost calling on Jesus. Well, how did you get saved? How did you get saved? Well, I didn't know who Jesus was. Well, what in the world kind of salvation you got? Huh? If God highly exalted, that means the Lord will open up your understanding. I believe everybody that received the Holy Ghost, the moment the Holy Ghost comes into them, I believe their whole understanding is open. I believe their understanding is illuminated. Illuminated to what? To know Jesus is God. Huh? Come on, Jesus is God. Huh? Not that he became God, he is. Mean that word is means he's ever present. If I go back into the beginning, he still is God. If I go to the last stroke on the clock, he is still God. He is from everlasting to everlasting. Jesus is God, right? That's why that devil be trying to attack your mind all the time, trying to make you go against what the Lord has shown you. Huh? Oh, yeah, he tried to make you go against what the Lord has shown you. Making you think that there's another way to do this. That's his part of his tricks. That's part of his devices. He's all up in the earth, fooling the people, making them think that there's another way to be saved. There's another way to find peace. Huh? Oh, yeah, there's another way to get an escape out of this mess. Huh? Oh, yeah, that's the truth. That's what society teaches you. Society said, well, if you were a killer, we can save you by taking you out of your city. And putting you in a jail cell. But that death is still in jail. Huh? They'll kill you in there just as quick out in there as they will out here. Huh? That'll let you know there's no deliverance in jail. Huh? Say, well, you need a psychiatrist. You need somebody's sofa to sit on. Huh? You need somebody to tell all your problems to. And you get there and talk for hours. Just talking. Huh? Telling people all about your problems. Huh? Then you come out of that all those sessions after weeks. And then every time you talk to somebody, you're telling them about your problem.
Yeah.
You identified with that problem.
Yeah.
And somebody say, well, why are you this way? Because I realize I came to understand that this is the way my brain thinks. This is the way I am. And I have this condition. I have this sickness. And you go around identifying yourself that way. Huh? But Jesus says, no, there's no salvation in that. There's no deliverance in that. Why? Because the Lord Jesus can take you and clean you up. I'm talking about get into your brain and clean that mind up. Huh? Don't you realize there's too many examples in the scripture where all kind of people had all kind of issues. Whether it was in their body, in their brain, in their family. But then when they came to Jesus, Jesus fixed all of that. Huh? Jesus cured all of it. Huh? Even when that man was throwing himself in the fire. Even when that man was cutting himself. And his dad said, I don't know what is wrong with this boy. I done tried everything. I even brought him to your disciples. And they could not even do anything, right? Huh? Jesus said, bring them to me. Huh? See, that's what the disciples thought. They thought the power was in their hands. They thought the power was in their tongue. You can't do nothing without Jesus. Huh? You can't do nothing without Jesus. In him we live, move, and have our being. He's the reason why you're here, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
That's the truth.
Amen.
The Lord said, bring them to me. Lord looked at that old foul spirit and said, come out. Huh? That's what you're doing when you come before the Lord at the altar. That's why we tell you to open up your mouth and call Jesus. Open up your mouth and call him by his name. Why? Because you need the Lord to go in wherever area of your life where the devil has set up camp, where some unclean spirit has got inside of you. You need a power greater than you to go into your body and call that thing out. Huh? Come on, to call it out. Call it out and call and identify it. You need the Lord to go in and identify that unclean spirit that may be setting root, that may be playing hide and seek into your life. You need Jesus to go in and say, lie, come out of you. Huh? Filth, come out of you. Cheat, come out of you, right? Hypocrite, come out of you, right? Jesus is an honest spirit, isn't he? That's why we encourage you to call him by his name, right? That's why we encourage you to call him by his name. We're not trying to waste your time. Huh? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to make you think that I don't understand your situation. I understand your circumstance. I believe that the name is the cure. I believe that the name is exalted above everything you're going through. Huh? I don't care what the devil try to make you feel. I don't care what's going on in your life. I believe the name will lift you up. Huh? That was scripture saying, wherefore God have highly exalted him and given him a name. See, that means if I ever want to be exalted, and that word exalt means to be lifted up. I don't have to be in the pit of sorrow. I don't have to walk around in the pit of despair. The Lord can lift you up. Lift you up out of the muck and the mire. Huh? He can lift you up above all of the problems, all of the issues that are going on. But you need his name to do that. Huh? Stop trying to work this stuff out by yourself and grab hold of the name. Let the Lord know, Jesus, your name is my strength. Huh? Let Jesus know that, Jesus, your name is my strength. That will allow me to be lifted up, right? That will allow me to be lifted up. And when he give you an opportunity, when the Lord give you space and time to say anything out of your mouth, I mean, you ought to use that name. Huh? I mean, you ought to use it. And I mean, you ought to call him like you really need the Lord. Huh? Jesus. You ought to call Jesus like you really need him. You ought to call him because you say, well, Lord, this is going on in my life. This is going on all around me. And I mean, you need to really cry out to Jesus. Huh? I mean, cry out with everything inside of you. What do you got to lose? You're already feeling down anyway. You're already in a mess anyway. Why don't you just try to call on his name? Huh? Why don't you just humble yourself under his mighty hand and say, Lord Jesus, you exalt me. Stop trying to exalt yourself and say, Lord Jesus, you do it. Huh? Stop trying to navigate through this thing called life by yourself and say, Lord Jesus, you show me the way. Lord Jesus, guide my feet. Open up my understanding, right? That's true. Wherefore God highly exalted him. Give him a name which is above what? Every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should do what? Everybody ain't got no mind to do that. Everybody try to avoid prayer. Huh? Everybody try to avoid prayer. But the first thing in prayer is to get you humble. Huh? The Lord don't set no conditions on it. You say, well, this is how I like to pray. It ain't got nothing to do with you. It ain't got nothing to do with you. You got to humble yourself. You got to let the Lord know I'm low. Huh? I'm low. I'm all the way down, Jesus. There's no place further for me to go. Huh? Come on, that's the truth. You got to let the Lord know, Jesus, I'm at the end of my rope. Humble yourself before Jesus, right? Scripture says that he highly exalted him, and at that name, every knee shall bow, right? Things in heaven, things in earth. Don't you realize folk are in hell right now? Hell, they're in hell right now, humble. They might have went down into hell with pride, but when they showed up, got down there, hell humbled them. Hell brought them real low. Huh? We talking about Elder Scudder. Hell brought him real low. That rich man told you what Lazarus looked like before he got to hell. Said the dogs licked that man. Huh? And they let you know the conditions changed when he got into hell, didn't he? He said, let Lazarus stick his finger in water. Huh? Now, who in their right mind going to tell somebody that they look dirty, got sores all over them, just put your finger in the water and let me drink off of whatever fall off you? That means hell will humble you, won't it? I'd rather, Lord, let me humble my own mind right now. Humble my mind to do what? To exalt your name above everything that I'm going through, right? That's the truth. That's the truth. And things in heaven, in heaven, under earth, under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Huh? That's the truth. Now go jump over to Isaiah chapter number 45. I think we were there last week. I gotta let y'all go. I got a whole lot of things I gotta go on in my brain right now. But I just want to get a little bit of it out. Isaiah 45 or 43. That's what I want. I think I want 43. 43 and start at verse number 1.
It says, But now,
yes,
said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob.
Yes. You can put your name there. Huh? You can put your name there. Why? Because you Psalms 100 said it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, right? Serve the Lord with what? Gladness. Come before his presence with what? Singing. Know ye not that the Lord, he is God. It is he that have done what? Huh? So Isaiah 43 and 1, I can put my name there. Why? Because it is Jesus that created me. Right? It says, but saith who? I already know who the Lord is. Right? So even when I read in the Old Testament, I know who the Lord is. Who is the Lord? Jesus. So I can put his name right there. But now, thus saith Jesus, that did what? Created me. Huh? Oh, Stephen, right? Keep going. He formed me. Uh-huh. Fear not. Huh? How'd you get out of your sin? Jesus brought you out. Huh? I don't care what the devil be bringing your way right now. You need to walk around knowing that the Lord brought you out. Huh? That's the truth. Devil be trying to make you afraid of this stuff that be surfacing in your life. But you need to look at that thing and say, Satan, you didn't redeem me. If it was up to you, I would be dead in my sin. But the Lord held back death. Huh? Come on, saints. Look back over your life and you can stand flat-footed and say the Lord held back death. Why? For your benefit. Why did he hold it back? So that you can be redeemed, right? Lord held back death so you could be redeemed. Huh? So that the Lord himself could redeem me. Not with how much I can give him. Huh? Not with no silver, no gold. But he redeemed me with his precious blood. Huh? God being a spirit got in that body and allowed that body to suffer. Suffer for sin. Huh? He suffered, bled, and died. Huh? He gave up all of his life. That blood represented the life. He gave up all of his life. Come on, saints. See the depths of the love of Jesus. Jesus gave up all of his life. That's why he could tell you greater love have no man than this. When you look at the body of Jesus, you're looking at someone that gave up all of their life. He shed all of the blood out of his body. Why? Just to show you how much he loves you. Huh? Come on, so much so, he said, my heart melts like wax. My tongue cleaves to the roof of my mouth, right? All of the dogs come past by me, right? Many bulls and heifers what came before me, right? But they could not do what I could do. Huh? It only provided a covering. But here God got in that body to provide remission. Remission means removal, right?
Hallelujah. Yes,
he provided remission.
Yes, he did.
Huh? Got up on that cross. He allowed the vital parts of his body to be pierced, to shed blood for you. From his arms, from his legs, from his head, from his side, from his back. All of it was to open that body up. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He did all of it to open that body up. He did it to open up that body. Open up that body for what reason? So life could flow from it. That's what he said in the Old Testament. Life is in the blood. He opened up that body so life could flow from it. Huh? Come on. He told you the value of the blood. He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Huh? He opened up that body so life could flow from it. Huh? Come on, we sing these songs all the time talking about the blood of Jesus. But we just don't really understand how important it is. That's why you are redeemed, right? That's the only reason why sin don't dominate you. It's because of the blood of Jesus. That's why you can look flat-footed whenever the enemy attacks you and use the blood. Huh? Use the blood. Let that devil know I'm up under the blood. Huh? I'm up under the blood. I'm not up under here against my will. I'm here because I want to be here. Huh? I'm glad to be here, right? I'm glad to be up under the blood. Huh? That's the truth. Why are you glad to be up under? Because he remitted my sin. He removed sin from me. Huh? Not only did he remove sin, he empowered my inner man to live an overcoming life, right? All because of the blood. Yeah, that's the truth. God opened up his body and allowed all the blood, huh, to pour out of that body, huh, to redeem you from what? From sin. Huh? Said, oh, Stephen. Oh, Stephen. Is that what the scripture said? I created you. I made you. Huh? Come on. That's the truth. I know it. I know it, all of you. All of you have had things to pop up into your life to try to put fear inside of you. Amen, Lord Jesus. Enemy be afflicting your body, that thing try to put fear inside of you because you don't know the end from the beginning. But that's when you need to run up under the blood and say, Lord, I don't know what my next breath may be. But as Lord, if you just keep me up under the blood, I will be okay. Huh? Come on, if I just stay up under the blood, I'll be okay, right? Stay up under there. Even when the death angel knocks on your door, tell him, come on in. Why? Because I'm up under the blood. Huh? Come on in. Why? Because I'm up under the blood, right? Now, don't you say it if you ain't there. You got every reason to be afraid. You got every reason to be nervous. Because you know you're not right. Huh? Every now and then I talk to you. And I talk to you, come and talk to me. And you say, Elder Scott, this is going on. I'll be looking at you. I say, it's all right. Thank you for coming to tell me. But I'm telling you, you better stop wasting time. Get your house in order. Huh? Get your soul right. Why? Because when the Lord called, I can't stop Jesus. Huh? I don't care how long I pray, how long I fast. I cannot stop Jesus. You can't hold back Jesus. When he bring it on you, he can bring it on you. Only you can do is just say, Lord, be merciful. Huh? That's what David said, hey, Lord, have mercy on me. That's the only thing you can do is say, Lord, be merciful, Jesus. That's the truth. It's every of you. That's the only thing I could do when that cancer came and hit you. The only thing I could do is say, Lord, be merciful. Huh? Lord, be merciful. Give a little bit more time. Huh? Give a little bit more time, Jesus. Why? Because it's in his hand. Lord said, when I call, you're going to answer. You getting out of here. Only thing I can do is, Lord, be merciful to her. Give her a little bit more time, Jesus. More time to do what? Not to do all of this and do that. To get her soul right, right? That's what you got to cry. Jesus, give me time to get my soul right, right? Get me up under that blood. Not grudgingly. Huh? But willfully. With willful obedience. Get up under that blood. Say, Lord Jesus, do what? Redeem me. Buy me back from sin. Jesus, I don't want sin to dominate me. I don't want sin to ruin me. Huh? Come on. Is that the truth? Come on. I don't want sin to ruin me. I don't want sin to rob me of what the Lord put in me. Don't you realize the Lord saved and put something in you? And all sin is trying to do is rob you. It's trying to pluck you dry. So you ain't got nothing to offer Jesus. That's why you got to stay up under the blood. Say, Jesus, whatever sin is doing to me, take it out of me, Jesus. Why? Because I don't want it to rob me of what you put in me, right? I want to glorify you, Jesus. I want to give you what you paid for, right? That's the truth. You don't want to keep going around in the same circle over and over again. You want the Lord to get glory out of your life. You want the Lord to be, you want to be used by Jesus. Come on, read me a little bit more of that in Isaiah. My time is not going to work with me. Yes. Yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Isn't that the truth? Huh? That's why you're here. Because the Lord called you by your name. I feel sorry for still folk be out there wondering. I'm still wondering what way I should go. I thank Jesus. I thank Jesus. The Lord took the wondering out of my mind. He let me know the truth when I heard it. I'm trying to tell you, you could be your worst enemy. You be out all in your house, sitting up there wondering, reading the book all day long, still trying to figure out the truth. When the Lord done showed you, I showed you the truth. I showed you the light. Now all you got to do is do what? Walk in it. You know somebody right now still is trying to make up their mind. You should look at them and say, I feel so sorry for you. Why? Because that you could be me. But if it wasn't for the grace of Jesus, I could be in your shoes, right? But the Lord opened up my understanding. He showed me truth, right? Gave me a mind to walk in. Oh, yeah, the Lord gave you a mind to walk in. Gave you a mind to walk in. Humble yourself. And walk in the truth. Huh? That's what you said. You said, I want to be saved. I want truth, Lord Jesus. Lord, give you a mind to find it. Huh? Oh, yeah. Come on. We're not the most noted place in the city. Huh? We're not the most glamorous place in the city. One thing I can say, though, the truth is here. Ain't nothing else here. The name of Jesus is right here. You don't get nothing else. We exalt that name of Jesus. Sometimes I be listening to the saints. Other saints be saying, God did this. Other saints be saying, Jesus. Huh? Say, I thank God for doing this. Saints be saying, Jesus. Huh? Why? Because their mind still ain't got it yet. But we got a mind to work with you. Oh, yeah, we got a mind to work with you. And to your mind, get the message. What message do my mind need to get? God have highly exalted him. Huh? And gave him a name which is above every name. You ain't got to be ashamed to say, Jesus. Tell him, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, right? I honor you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I need your help, Jesus. Huh? Jesus, I need you to give me a little bit more time, Jesus. Huh? Exalt that name. Don't be ashamed of that name. Somebody say, who woke you up more? Jesus did it. Huh? You be on your job, they bless you, say, thank you, Jesus. Thank Jesus for the understanding. Stop getting difficult on your job. You don't know how to do it. Jesus, help me. Folks be over top of you, what's going on? Jesus, help me. Why are you doing all of that? Because I need Jesus to help me, right? You ain't got to be ashamed. You don't have to be ashamed, saints. Fear not. The Lord have done what? Redeemed you. Huh? Read a little bit more. And he called you. How many people you got in your family? You got a lot of people in your family. You got a lot of them. And I'm sure if those that were on the outside knew what you knew, they'll push you out and take your place. Yeah, they would. They'd kick you right out where you're sitting and take your place. Why? Because you know something. It's something up in your brain that ain't in their brain. Huh? Yeah. What is in your brain that ain't in their brain? First of all, you know, because I just told you, God opened up his body. And God poured out all of his blood For what reason? To redeem you. Redeem you from what? From your sin. Huh? Not only did he redeem you, he created you. Huh? He formed you. Huh? Come on. That's why I'm trying to tell you. You gotta understand why Sister Scudder and I are so concerned about our loved ones. Huh? My babies, I'm concerned. Why? Because I know if it was up to the devil, they would not be here. They would not exist. Huh? I'm trying to tell you, first appointment we had concerning conception, the doctor said, kill him. Huh? Kill him because your sugars is off. The vital times of his development, you had uncontrollable sugars. Huh? And unfortunately, it wasn't enough blood flowing into that fetus to make that fetus operate correctly. Huh? Come on, this man looking at us in our face telling us this. And we, like fools, were taking everything he was feeding us. Went back home and said, oh, they said we may have to give up the baby. Not knowing, we didn't have to fear. Huh? I'm trying to tell you, saints, you don't have to fear. Huh? Know who made you. Huh? Know why you are here. Huh? Whole lot of calling Jesus. Flip the script. Huh? Flip the script. We went from believing in the lie to believing in the truth. Believing in what truth? Lord took us to Georgetown. Let us get in contact with another doctor. His speech was totally different. He said, oh, no, you'll be fine. Huh? We were like, oh, Jesus. But this is going on. Other doctor said, no. He said, you're all right. You're all right. We have some concerns, but we're going to get it straight. And we're going to get it straight in such a way we're going to look at you after you week by week. Now, who but Jesus would do something like that? Huh? Concerning other parents. But I'm not going beyond myself. I'm talking about the fetus that's in that belly. Huh? The Lord had to open up our understanding to say, you didn't create this. Jesus said, I created this. I formed it. Huh? Huh? Come on, he lighteth every man that comes into the earth. Meaning he gives life to everything that comes into the earth, right? Lord bless us. Go through this and go through that. And they were saying, well, we got to keep taking pictures of the babies. And we were living in the time, during the time we were having a baby in the time where you only got one sonogram picture. But here, because of Sister Scudder's condition and because of this doctor's concern, she was getting pictures every week. Every single week was a different picture. And we were looking at how Jesus was developing his baby. Huh? His child. Huh? Oh, yeah, that's the truth. That was his. The Lord, that Jesus did all of that. Then all of a sudden, the baby comes out. They were expecting big, big, big fat baby. Because she's diabetic. They're going to have a big baby. Then the baby come out normal weight. Normal weight. Say, oh, but he got this and got that. And they say, oh, no, he's fine. He's fine. Take him home. Then he's just been running. Oh, he's got this condition. Huh? He won't sit still. He's got something wrong with him. They started putting all these letters after his name. Huh? All these letters after his name. Sit him in this specialist, that specialist. But then the Lord Jesus worked that thing out. Huh? I mean, he worked that thing out. He let us get in the path with somebody that knew how to work with him. And then the Lord worked with him and worked with him and worked with him. Then all of a sudden he was no longer a behavioral problem. But then now he's the model student. Huh? We got all kind of things that we want to do to represent how good he is in school. He's functioning. And we said, look at you, Jesus. Look how you work this thing out. And that's in the school world. But then the Lord filled them with the presence, gift of the Holy Ghost. Huh? See, the world said his brain wasn't fit enough to receive Jesus. That's why I'm trying to tell you, it don't take all of what the world say to be saved. All you got to do is have a humble mind, right? Lord, fill him with the Holy Ghost. Young age. And now, we going through. Because that devil don't want him to be. That's all it is. The devil don't want him to be everything Jesus created. Huh? Y'all understand this? Huh? Now you say, "Oh, Scott, you talking about?" I'm talking about you too. If you look back over your life, the devil don't want you to be everything Jesus made you to be, right? He the one put all of that stuff in your way. Huh? It was what it was. I can go down the list and name it, but you can just say stuff. That's all it was stuff in my way, trying to prevent me from going forward, right? Whatever the stuff was, right? Now what do you need to do? Lay it aside. Huh? Get rid of the stuff, right? Lay it aside, right? It's a weight. Huh? It's a hindrance, right? It's trying to prevent you from getting what Jesus got for you, right? Know who you are. Know who you are. Who are you? I am redeemed. Huh? I wasn't bought with silver and gold. Huh? Huh? I was bought with the blood of Jesus. Huh? Every time the devil tried to make you forget who you are, say, "No, I was bought with the blood of Jesus. I don't belong to myself," right? I was bought with a price. I'm no longer who? My own. It ain't about what you want. That's what Elder Singleton was trying to get across to you, saints. That's all he was trying to get across to you, to help you to see it's not about what you want. You were bought with the what? That's the truth. You came down and said, "Lord, I want to be saved." You said, "Take me down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of my sin." You came up. Should have came up out of the water, walking in the newness of life. Realizing what? I'm not my own. The Lord washed all of my sins away. We sing the song. I've been down in Jesus' name. All of my sin have been what? Yeah. I don't care what the world may say. I don't care what the world is doing. I've been down in Jesus' name. Now you got to remind yourself that, right? Yeah, that's true. I don't care. You come around folk that have not been down in the name. You got to remind yourself. They say, "Oh man, you don't understand. This is going on." No. Your problems ain't my problem. Your issues is not my issues. Huh? Things you going through is not what I'm going through. Huh? But we're doing the same thing. But what you going through is not what I'm going through. The difference between me and you, I've been bought with a price. Huh? I'm walking on this earth up under the blood. Where are you at? Huh? I'm up under the blood of Jesus. Where are you at? I don't know nothing about no Jesus. That's where we differ. That's why we're different. I'm up under the blood of Jesus. And what are y'all reading? Isaiah 43 and 1 is talking about me. Because he says he redeemed me. Huh? He redeemed me and called me by my name. Huh? And he told me I'm his. Huh? Y'all understand? You don't belong to yourself. You belong to the one that redeemed you, right? Read a little bit more. Second verse.
It says, "When thou passest through the waters."
We read this, I think, a couple of weeks ago. Lord said, "When you pass through the waters, I will be what?"
With thee.
Y'all understand this, saints? Keep going. I know sometimes life try to make you think you're drowning. Y'all never had problems hit you like that? Make you feel like you're drowning? Like you ain't got no air? Huh? Like you're just not going to make it through? But look at what the book say. He say he right there with you. All you got to do is open up your mouth and call him. Stop trying to navigate through this stuff by yourself. Call on the name of Jesus. When you go through the water, when you go through the rivers. Keep going.
When thou walkest through the fire.
Yes.
Thou shalt not be burned.
Yes.
Flame, kindle,
keep going, keep going, keep going. Yes, the Holy One of Israel. What is Jesus? Do you want to be saved? Jesus is your Savior. Huh? Y'all believe that? I believe that. Jesus is my Savior. Government is not my Savior. No. Government is not my Savior. The banks are not my savior. Huh? My family is not my savior. Huh? You need to learn to say Jesus is my savior. Times of trouble, you need to get somewhere and you need to call on your savior. Huh? We sing that song, Fight My Battle, Lord. Mean it. Mean it. Mean it. Stop trying to fight it yourself. Get somewhere in the corner, wherever you are at, when you feel like you're up under attack, and say, Jesus, I need you to fight this battle. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Get away from all of the complainers, the murmurers, huh? Yeah. Those that are trying to cause a bunch of confusion, yeah. The truth breakers, yeah. Huh? Yeah. Those that want no peace, yeah. Huh? Troublemakers, right? Yeah. Get them, pull yourself away. Yeah. Let them know I am not like you. Say, Lord Jesus, I need you to fight my battle. Huh? They try to drag you in. Stephen, come on. Come tell them what they're doing to us. Say, I thank Jesus for my job. Huh? I thank Jesus for my job. Remember what they were doing to you yesterday? I thank Jesus for my job. I thank Jesus for he gave me the activity of my limbs to do my job. Huh? Why? Because he could have chose somebody else. I guarantee they won't call you to that foolishness no more. They won't bring you in the mess no more. They say, oh no, he's weird. We don't want nothing to do with him. Huh? All he going to do is be talking about that old Jesus. Amen. Huh? Even when it comes to your family. Don't you let nobody talk bad about your family. Don't you let nobody talk negative about your family. They come to you with a whole bunch of foolishness. Because I remember when, but Jesus is blessing us. Huh? We are up under the blood of Jesus. Huh? Who are you talking about, y'all? Up under? The Lord Jesus has redeemed me. And whatever's wrong, he's going to fix it. Why? Because he's my Savior, right? He's my Savior. That's true. He is my Savior. I don't let nobody talk negative about my children. I don't let nobody do that. I don't let nobody talk negative about my wife. Huh? She may get on your nerves and I may get on hers and she may get on mine. But I ain't going to let you talk negative about it. Right? I'm not. Why? Because the Lord gave me them. The Lord gave me my babies, my children. I love them. They make all kind of weird decisions and choices and things that I wouldn't do. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to let you talk bad about them. Huh? Because they mine. The minute you come and say, oh, something, something, I'm going to say, but at least they're still here. And I thank Jesus they're still here. Where are yours? Yeah. You know, people don't like me because I just as much as you give them to me, I'm gonna give it back to you. Right. You better watch what you say when you come out your mouth, right? Because if you bring to me, I'm gonna bring it right back to you. See, Daddy, and them, but where's yours at? Huh? Where's yours at? Huh? And that's the truth. Where's yours at? Ah, but then, well, just like you need to pray for yours, I need to pray for mine. Why don't we just forget this foolishness and stop trying to be divided and let's pray for one another. Huh? I'll call out your child, you call out mine, right? Huh? That's what we're talking about. It's a group effort. It's a team effort, isn't it? That's true. That's husbands, wives, anything. Same thing go true for husbands, wives, children, whatever it is going on, brother, sister, whatever it is. Don't, no, you're not going to talk negative about mine. No, because Jesus blessed us. That's true. That's true. Jesus blessed us. Jesus blessed us, and he is my Savior. Huh? Jesus is my deliverer. If they're going to get out of that mess, it's because of Jesus, right? Huh? Come on, read me a little bit more. Read me a little. I got to go. He's a Savior. Yes. For thy ransom. Huh? Keep going, saints. Don't you know the Lord brought you out of Egypt with a mighty outstretched arm? Huh? So much so that he said you won't be threatened by him no more. Huh? Open up that Red Sea. You walk across on dry ground. Then the wind that kept the sea up, the sea came back down on them again. And it killed all of them horses, all of those chariots. All of them men, they died in that water. And the Lord didn't leave their bodies in the water. He made their bodies go back up on the shore. For what reason? To remind you
that he brought you out with a mighty outstretched arm. That every time you hear about people you used to hang with and you say they dead, that's for you to remind yourself, Jesus, that should be me. Why? Because I was right with them. Huh? But the Lord let their bodies come up on the shore to remind me that he redeemed who? He let them be a ransom. Is that what the book? I'm not quoting nothing wrong. He said, I let Egypt for thy ransom. In other words, where you should have died, I let Egypt die in your place. Amen, Lord Jesus. Huh? He let them die in your place. Huh? And gave Ethiopia, right? Uh-huh. Keep going. What? Why are you here? Because you were what? Isn't that something? Don't you realize those that are really the most precious to Jesus are the ones that the world tell you, y'all are sorry? I talked to several of you. And if it was up to the world, you would definitely not be in no church. You know your own life. You know what family said about you. Huh? How they stigmatized you. Oh, yeah. You were a rumor. You were what they call the black sheep. Huh? They don't do the whole, don't do bother with them. They ain't no good. They sorry. Don't bother with them. Huh? But thank the Lord you pressed in the sight of Jesus. Huh? Come on, saints, look at who you are. You're precious in whose sight?
Jesus' sight.
That's why it don't matter what nobody say about you. Mm-hmm. Don't matter whether people call you ugly. It don't matter about that. People gonna say all kind of mean. I mean, people can be mean. I'm sorry, they just mean. And if you're not careful, you'll let that speech control you. Huh? You'll let it make you feel real, real down. But you have to remember, again, what did the Lord say? You're redeemed. He said, I'm your Savior. And then he also said, you are precious in my sight. Right? That means I need to stay in that kind of a position. I don't want to let, see the word, Satan be trying to tempt you to get you, instead of being precious to Jesus. What did the Lord say about the wicked? He's angry with them. Huh? So the devil wants you to carry around with you the label of being wicked, meaning no good. But you got to stay in that mind frame. No, I just want to please Jesus. I want to make the Lord happy with the things I say, the things that I do, the places that I go, the things that I think about. Huh? I want to please Jesus so that I can stay how precious in his sight, right? Keep going.
Thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee.
Yeah.
Therefore will I give men for thee.
Yes.
For
yes. Keep going. He's saying it again, saints.
I am with you.
What? Who is with you?
Jesus. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west.
Yes.
I will say to the north,
give up.
And to the south, keep not back.
Yep.
Bring my sons from
Bring them where? Isn't that something? That's you. That's you. Look back over your journey to this spot right now. Lord brought you from a long ways off.
Yes, he did.
Long ways off.
Yes, yes, yes.
But you realize when you look back over your life, it was a hand of mercy guiding you all the way through. And them folk didn't want to let you go.
No.
Them old demon teams you were on. Huh? They ain't want to let you go. They may still be trying to recruit you. But you got it. It's as though the Lord said, give them up. Huh? Let them go, right? Keep going a little bit further. A little bit further. I'm going to close up my book because I'm done. Yeah. This ain't no male or female thing, is it? Huh? It's not no male or female things. That's what people try to make holiness. It's about a bunch of male and female stuff. Females don't do this. Males don't do this. Men don't do this. Women don't do this. Nah. Just get yourself saved. Let the Lord work on you. He'll give you a mind what to do and what not to do. Huh? He'll help you to cover it up. Huh? He'll teach you how to dress as becoming holiness. Huh? That's the truth. He'll teach you how to be kind. Yeah. Lord will teach you how to be loving. You don't have to walk around trying to fake smile. It'll be in you. The joy will be in you. You ought to be smiling when ain't nobody around you. Fake smile, you only smile when people come. And then when they go around calling you, back sad in the dumps. And then you don't even realize they still watching you. They still got their eyes on you. You don't even know they calling you crazy. Why are they calling me crazy? Because you're smiling one minute, you're sad the next minute. They don't know which side you want to be on. But if you let Jesus be your joy, you keep a smile. Huh? Some of you, I look at you. Oh yeah, I look at you. I be peeking. I watch you. I be looking around the corner to see what you're doing. Huh? I be noticing some of us, we're a little shaky. We're a little shaky. Shaky how, Elder Scudder? Because you're not consistent. I want your joy to be real. Right? I don't want you to get in your car and be fussing. You want fussing in here? Don't fuss out there. Right. If I'm a fuss, I'm a fuss. If you know when I'm not happy. Yeah, it's the truth. You know when I'm not happy. I just don't believe in that. If something ain't making me happy, I'm just not happy, and I need something to make me happy. Right? That's true. I don't do the fake stuff. If I ain't feeling it, I'm not feeling it. But if I'm feeling it, thank you, Jesus. I'm happy, right? But Jesus is my joy. You know, I get in here long enough and call on Jesus and hear enough songs of praise, the Lord will help me to overcome that stuff. Huh? That's true stuff you be mad about, the Lord will just take that stuff away from you. I remember one time I went to Bishop, I was saying, well, Bishop, he said, you always got your face. He said, what you mean my face all frowned up? He said, every time I look at you, you're all mad. He said, man, don't you know I don't feel good? Just because you see me here don't mean I'm feeling good. I'm sick. I said, ooh. And it was the truth. It was the truth. He was still trying to, but you let the saints get in the good service. That frown turned upside down. Got happy real good. Said, just glad to be here. And he would tell us, saints, you're not going to feel 100% every time you come in. It's true. You're not going to feel 100% every time you come in here. But you let the Lord's name work. Let the Lord's name do for you what you can't do for yourself. Realize the Lord brought you out. That world did not want to let you go. Huh? But what did he tell them? What did he say? He told the West to do what? Something verse you said.
Bring my daughter from far.
Yep.
From the end of the earth.
Yep.
That then I am with thee.
Yep.
I will bring thy seed from the east.
Yep.
And gather thee from the west.
That's right.
And the next verse 7 says, even everyone
that is called by my name, I have done what? Created him. For what reason?
I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
The blind people,
that's all you got to do. Just bring. Don't talk about what you can't do. Don't do that. Don't live beneath what the Lord have created you to be. Don't you realize if you blind but you still got eyes, the Lord can take that blindness and change it. Right? It's not like you saying, "Well, I ain't got no eyes in my head." Then ain't nothing you can do for nobody ain't got no eyes. But if you got something where He can work with. Right? Say, I just got, I can't sing a lick, but can you talk? Yeah, I can talk, but look at my, just open up your mouth anyway and just sing, huh? Open it up. You never know how the Lord could just fix that thing, huh? He'll find something just for, He's telling you, bring what you got and let me work it, right? Bring forth the blind that have eyes, right? Bring what you got. Bring the deaf that have what ears.
Let all the nations be gathered together.
Yes.
Let the people be assembled.
Yes.
Who among them can be declared this and show us former things?
Yeah.
Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified.
Yep.
But let them hear and say, it is truth.
It is truth. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
You are my witnesses.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
That you may know and believe me and understand that I am he.
That I am he, right?
Before
Before me where there's no God, and neither shall there be where.
After me. I am the Lord.
Me there is no. And that's what the scripture says in the New Testament in the book of Luke. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Right? So now we know what the Lord's name is. We know what the Savior's name is. That's why we can say that Jesus is salvation. If we're going to be delivered, if we're going to be healed, if our mind is going to be straightened out, if all of these sicknesses that are going on in our bodies, whether it's mental, physical, whatever it is, if it's going to get fixed, it's going to get fixed because of Jesus. Nobody else can deliver you but the Lord Jesus, right? Have that fixed in your mind. Look at Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 6. I'm going to let you go. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Y'all should know that. He that comes to God must first believe that he what? Is. And that he's a what? A rewarder of them that do what? You're not going to get the Holy Ghost half-stepping. You got to put your whole heart into this. Huh? And when you put your whole heart into it, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to tarry long. You're not going to tarry long. Lord is just looking for you to be what? Diligent. He's just looking for you to make up your mind that this is what you want. And the scripture says he will come right on in. So any man hear my voice and open up the door. Jesus said, I will come what? Into him and sup with him and he with me. Right? Trust you got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart. You may not sin against.